Welcome to today's episode, where we'll dive into the evolving landscape of cybersecurity, exploring how recent developments, from Apple's data protection controversies and critical vulnerabilities to Microsoft's relentless fight against cybercrime, Bybit's handling of a historic crypto heist, and significant Linux kernel vulnerabilities, are reshaping the way individuals and organizations navigate and safeguard their digital ecosystems. In recent Apple news, significant concern has emerged following the company's decision to withdraw its advanced data protection for iCloud in the UK due to government demands for greater data access. This move has ignited a debate over privacy and security as UK users face reduced security for their cloud stored data. Despite this rollback, some UK citizens seem less worried about privacy, contrasting with the criticism from Signal and other privacy advocates who argue that such government demands could undermine global cybersecurity efforts. Simultaneously, researchers have discovered a critical vulnerability in Apple's Find My network, allowing unauthorized tracking of Bluetooth devices. This issue remains unpatched, heightening privacy concerns. Additionally, iPhone users are cautioned against using counterfeit chargers due to potential safety risks, adding to the growing list of security considerations for Apple product users. On a related note, Apple is expanding its child safety features with new age verification APIs, striving to balance user safety and privacy amid global scrutiny. Furthermore, two new Mac malware threats have recently surfaced, with at least one scheduled to be addressed soon. Users are advised to improve their device security by setting strong passwords and managing lock screen settings. Microsoft has been actively addressing cybersecurity threats by taking notable actions. Recently, the company identified developers behind a global cybercrime network using AI tools for celebrity deepfakes and misusing Azure AI services. In response, Microsoft has taken legal action against those involved in this scheme. In its efforts to combat cybercrime, Microsoft disrupted a major cybercrime ring, Storm 2139, which exploited Azure OpenAI services. This ring was responsible for a botnet of over 130,000 devices launching password spray attacks on Microsoft 365 accounts. These attacks utilized outdated authentication methods, compromising accounts worldwide. Additionally, Microsoft exposed a large botnet targeting Microsoft 365 accounts through password spraying techniques linked to networks in China and globally. The company has also addressed vulnerabilities in its products, such as flaws in the Paragon Partition Manager and legacy drivers exploited by ransomware gangs in Asia. Another reported vulnerability in the Windows Disk Cleanup tool is prompting prompt security measures. Microsoft emphasizes implementing least privilege access controls and two-factor authentication to mitigate AI Copilot risks and protect Microsoft 365 accounts from password spray attacks. The company also removed two malicious Visual Studio Code extensions downloaded over 9 million times to maintain user and system security. A related incident involved Chinese cyber spies accessing the U.S. Republican National Committee's Microsoft-powered email system, underscoring geopolitical cyber risks. In 2025, Microsoft advises enhanced security practices, including Windows whitelisting and zero trust frameworks, to protect against sophisticated cyber threats. In recent developments, the FBI has identified North Korea's Lazarus Group as the orchestrators behind a massive $1.5 billion crypto theft from the Bybit exchange, marking the largest crypto heist in history. This incident, known as Traitor-Traitor, highlights significant vulnerabilities in crypto security infrastructure. The hackers exploited flaws in the Safe Wallet service using compromised developer credentials to steal approximately 400,000 ETH. This has ignited discussions on the weaknesses in Ethereum's design, leading to debates between the Bitcoin and Ethereum communities. In response, Bybit is aggressively addressing the situation by launching a comprehensive bounty program, offering up to $140 million in rewards to help trace and freeze the stolen funds. They are also implementing real-time blacklisting and enhanced API security to prevent the liquidation of stolen assets. Analysts from Chainalysis and Elliptic are tracking the stolen funds, revealing laundering through non-KYC exchanges and crypto mixers across 11,000 wallets. This underscores the threat posed by state-sponsored hacking groups like Lazarus. The incident has prompted calls for improved security protocols in the blockchain ecosystem, emphasizing the importance of self-custody solutions and hardware wallets. Bybit's transparent recovery efforts, along with collaboration from organizations like Chainflip and law enforcement, demonstrate the community's resolve to enhance cybersecurity moving forward. In recent Linux news, several serious vulnerabilities have been identified in the Linux kernel, emphasizing the urgent need for system administrators and users to proactively update their systems to mitigate potential threats. These vulnerabilities, found across various kernel components and affecting multiple versions, could lead to privilege escalation and denial of service attacks. Upgrading systems is crucial, as the risk remains significant despite no known exploits being disclosed. Newer kernel versions also have reported critical issues that could compromise systems through denial of service exploits or privilege escalation. Security advisories continue to highlight the importance of keeping Linux systems patched. Distributions like SUSE and Ubuntu have been active in releasing multiple advisories addressing these vulnerabilities. Ubuntu, in particular, has addressed numerous vulnerabilities across kernel subsystems and software packages, including components like libcap2, ProFTPD, Git, and the XML processing library XMLTalk, each with potential security risks. The clear message for those managing Linux systems is the importance of regular updates and adherence to security advisories as essential measures to safeguard infrastructure against exploitation. This serves as a reminder of the ongoing necessity for vigilance in system security management. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to catch our next weekly episode on cybersecurity. Stay safe, and see you next time.